Logan, and welcome to a super hot, super humid, sweating our balls off edition of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric. I'm burning up, and
my name is Rochelle, and I am
sweating.
Not sweating my balls off, but I'm sweating.
You're sweating other stuff off. Yeah. You can leave us welcome to the show. I'll just get ready. We're working on things. You know, we're 15 episodes in. I'm sure the ums and ahs and the likes work themselves out.
I apologize. I never noticed how much I say like until Eric pointed it out to me.
And I count it.
Yeah, and that's
as I just hold my hand up and I don't say anything. I just, anytime she says like, I just raise another finger and finally she just hits me in the arm and then I stop. All right.
I know, I'm so abusive, hey?
Mm-hmm. Well, I figure we should just kind of get right into the midst of things here. This is sort of a continuation of something we talked about a few episodes ago. There's no introduction needed for this.
Gone eating. You'll see that sign a lot in the land of lean beef. Gone eating sirloin. Gone eating T-bone. Gone eating tenderloin. And nobody's sure when they'll be back from those pastures of protein, but when they are, you can bet they'll be satisfied. Discover the power of protein when you go eating in the land of lean beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Gone eating. And how many of those things did you do?
I've found two so far. And,
wow.
Yeah, so that's
kind of a step down in his career, isn't it? To go from, like, a famous actor to making radio commercials.
It's just a voice, right? Like, you know, I'm sure it's not like his career is on the downward spiral. You do that movie with Kate Hudson, Fool's Gold, which was that kind of sucked.
You saw it?
No, I didn't see it. Oh. But I have it on good authority that it's not very good.
Yeah, can imagine that it's not good.
A few announcements before we start the show here. First of all, audience, you disappoint me. For the last three episodes or so, I've been begging you. I've been begging you, and I've been saying, please go over to evilmister.com, and I need four other people other than myself to write a comment on this one entry that he'd posted up.
It's Evil Mister?
EvilMister.com.
Okay.
And go over to a post in which he did promise to eat a 100% lobster Subway sandwich. And
nobody's done it yet?
No. There's been a few comments on there, but four people. We were one away. This is what he has to say about things. This sad thing. Well, all I have to say is thank Jeebus that the individual comment count for my lobster sandwich dare didn't hit the magic number of five. I had to explain to one person that you can comment all you want, only the first one will count towards me being legally forced to swallow a lobster sandwich. The mere thought of me having to get that thing, surely swimming in some kind of half-gone-bad tartar-slash-mayo combination, still sets my stomach to swirling. And I don't even have to do it anymore. The notion of chewing said saucy sandwich inside my mouth fills me with such a loathing that is surely akin to having fire beetles put beneath my skin. The possibility that mashed up mince of meats hitting my digestive tract, well, let's just say that the image of freshly tapped oil reserves and pipes bursting fill my mind. And that is none too an appetizing image. So, on one hand, thanks to all of you who didn't comment, therefore making me both eat my own words and some sort of devil sandwich on white bread. On the other hand, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Seriously, I mean, come on. Who in their right mind wouldn't want to make someone do something they didn't want to do, all through the basic task of literally hitting a few keys? I would have accepted a few random letters, symbols, or numbers in the comment box as proof enough. I find it hard to imagine that you all like me so much you couldn't possibly bear the thought of getting intestinally ravaged by some fake Franken lobster submarine sandwich. Oh well, your loss is both my loss and my gain, which is paradoxical, but I'm that kind of mood today.
So it's over now? Like, even if somebody goes in and
says
something? It's done.
It's done. We lost four comments.
Damn it.
And I'm sure it would have been an excellent...
So how many more people would have had to comment? Four?
One more.
One more?
One more person.
Oh, maybe I should have done
it. No, it's done. We lost. Thanks. Way to go, people. Thanks for coming out. Oh. All right. Okay, so for any remaining listeners, yeah, that's that. You know, you're familiar with the CanCon, right? And the Canadian content. You know, that on radio, there's a rule put out by the CRTC, which means that 30% of all music which is played on radio has to be by Canadian artists. Well, that extends to other mediums as well, like TV, etc., etc. This is actually something which I just found this afternoon. New porn channel lets Canadians strut their stuff. Canadians who have become tired of being passed over as porn stars will have a new homegrown outlet to showcase their erotic talents. Federal regulators have granted Alberta-based Real Productions approval to launch a new digital pornography channel, which promises to serve up to at least 50% of domestic content, which means at least 50% of the actors and actresses on this channel will be Canadians. The CRTC...
From Alberta or just...
Oh, Canadians in general. Like.
Okay.
The CRTC approved the Category 2 pay television service on Wednesday, allowing Northern Peaks to become... That's the name of the channel, Northern Peaks.
Northern Peaks?
Peaks, as in tits.
Oh, yeah. That's so stupid.
To become Canada's first, quote, Canada's first adult video channels offering significant Canadian adult content, unquote. I think as Canadians, there's a bit of tiredness in seeing all American stuff, Sean Donnelly, president of Real Productions, said during an interview on Friday. There's always that thrill for something that is local that you get the sense that these are people you could meet at the supermarket. Possibly.
Oh, my goodness.
The CRTC only required 15% Canadian content, but Northern Peaks agreed to provide not less than 50% of the broadcast day. Not less than 50% of the broadcast day and not less than 50% of the evening broadcast period to Canadian programming, according to the license. We want to be Canada's adult channel, and I think to do that, 15% just wouldn't cut it, Donnelly said. Real Productions boasts the largest collection of Canadian adult-themed content in the country with more than 200 film titles and 75 television episodes in its library. The regulator stipulated the license would only be issued once Real Productions enters into an agreement with at least one licensed distributor. Donnelly, who has produced televisions for Playboy TV in the U.S. and Canada and Granada Television in Britain, said all five major Canadian cable and satellite carriers have expressed interest in hosting the channel and are reviewing the proposal.
I think if they're going to do something that they're saying is Canadian, I think it should be 100% Canadian.
I think 50% is a good number. Like,
you know, I know, but if they're going to say it's Canadian, it should be all Canadian.
Well, if they do what they can. I say good on them. I've been in touch with the cable companies throughout the process and went ahead with it based on the interest we've had, he said. Northern Peaks will be restricted to certain types of programming, including long-form documentaries, dramatic series, feature films, game shows, miniseries, sitcoms, and made-for-TV movies. What?
Okay, so it's not just porn, it's a whole bunch
weird
of other stuff.
All right. CRTC received no interventions in connection with the application, which was initially launched in October 2007. So, there you go.
Interesting.
I don't know, like, I don't really care.
I don't really watch porn.
So. I know.
And the thing is, like, I mean, all the women look the same anyway.
Yeah, so
all the guys look the same. To me, it doesn't matter if they're Canadian or American, whatever.
Maybe
it's all just boobs and.
Maybe if they have like a maple leaf tattooed on their butt. And you go, hey, hold on.
Oh, he is Canadian.
He's a Canadian. All right. Thanks for showing up. Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. Like,
yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
You can just say they're Canadian and we'll just take your word for it. Like, you know. But I'm assuming the type of people who would watch that channel really aren't particular when it comes to differentiating. They're watching for entirely different reasons altogether. So
for what reasons? I don't understand.
Well, it's an adult channel.
What?
It's an adult channel.
So what do they do?
They do adult things to like their body.
What? Like what?
Adult things. Moving on. Moving on. I'm dying. Well, last time, actually, I'd read a story about the gentleman who worked for Burger King, and he had taken a bath in the sink.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But because we had Shane here, I didn't, and there's really only two headphones to go around, I wasn't really able to play the video.
Oh, there's a video?
There is a video. Oh, and here it is. Here's the gentleman.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so let me just pause here. So here's a gentleman.
He is in the sink. He's got tattoos. He has a shaved head with a mohawk.
Some sort of mohawk, and he's in the.
I can't believe he actually fit in that sink. They are really big.
They are big sinks. Like, you know, having.
I don't know if our listeners will be able to hear what he's saying.
If there's any sort of parts where it.
They'll change it. Okay.
It's a long video, so we're not going to watch the whole thing. But anyway, it's moving on. Oh, wow. His whole... Okay, just for description's sake, I guess he's a man of about average height, average weight, and he's... It almost looks like bathtub size, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's able to...
he's able to fully submerge.
Fully submerge. Like, you know, his head and shoulders are above the water. His knees are kind of peeking above the water. Thankfully, it's a bubble bath, so
that's such a good idea.
Yeah, if you want to get fired...
Well, I don't think people who work at Burger King really don't care.
Yeah, it's not exactly a career for them. Anyways.
Yeah, you're good. So after we come to the show, we're going to get got tonight. It's my birthday. I figured I'll feel a little frisky, better get a little clean. Make sure to get all spiced up for you guys. Make sure I'm all clean for the show, you know what I'm saying?
Jets are like,
there's no jets in there. He's probably just farting.
He's just pretending. Okay, well, first thing, on my birthday, I don't want to do that. I have a few ideas as far as what I want to do on my birthday, and none of it involves me seeing any sink at a Burger King. So. Actually, the interesting part is coming up when the camera...
He gets out and he's naked?
No, he's not. He never really gets out. Okay, so it's a lot of him sort of there, and then what happens next is the camera moves towards the person at the front, who...
Hey, Karen. He's in the sink. Is that okay? You want to come see? It's pretty funny.
Shaking her head.
You can't see his penis or nothing.
Looks like she's doing some sort of cash out between shifts. Anyways, long story short, he's in the bath. He got fired.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, but I just wanted to show you it because we weren't able to watch it last time. So, moving along, I'll play this one more video before we move on to another chapter in your teenage life.
Okay.
But I'm not going to give any sort of preamble for this, but I'll just play it and get your reaction. It's just highly offensive.
Marty! Marty. Cash for Gold USA? I have some things to sell.
Now is the time to turn your used unwrapped or broken gold...
Oh my goodness.
This is an actual commercial. This company called Cash for Gold. You contact them, they send you an envelope.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that commercial, but I haven't seen this one.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. Why would people want to send their gold away to get money? Because the thing is, you have to send the gold away. And then you just, trust them that you're, they will give you a check back for the amount that you want.
First of all, you're trusting a number of things. You're trusting the Postal Service to make sure that your gold is going to be getting through the mail.
Yeah.
Like, you know, going to a place called Cash for Gold. They obviously know what's in the envelope. Second of all, you're trusting a company to give you what they think is a correct amount.
Yeah.
You know, while they have your stuff in their hands. So it's not like you can argue the point and go, give me my stuff back. Anyways, it gets even better.
So stupid.
So actually, for the...
So it starts out with an older man and a woman, and the older man ends up having a heart attack in the while they're eating breakfast. And then she picks up the phone, and I assume that she was calling 911.
Oh, no.
But no, she's calling CashForGoldUSA.com.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh, nasty.
Jewelry into cash. Call today or visit us online at CashForGoldUSA.com.
Mother?
Call today. Request your free gold pack, and we'll send you our prepaid and insured envelope so you can safely ship us your unwanted or broken gold jewelry for free. We'll buy anything with gold in it.
Give me ripping my her back. Grandma's
and if you're not satisfied...
Fuck, this is so bad.
She walks into the room, she says, Mother, she has a pair of pliers behind her back. Her mother yawns, at which point you see the sparkle of her caps, her gold caps, and then...
And she tears her teeth out.
Rips the teeth out of her fucking grandma's head. Cash your gold. Woo!
For any reason, no problem. We'll return your material to you immediately.
Thanks, Cash for Gold USA.
We offer higher prices than any of our competitors. 24-hour payments, and it's all guaranteed. That's CashForGoldUSA.com. Go now.
Cash for Gold USA. It's certainly worth it.
Oh, and now that's that old lady talking in the end, and she smiles with all of her
no teeth. At all.
Oh, this is bad.
Nice. Oh. Cash for gold.
Making your good times even better.
All right, moving on.
Hey,
we have
Americans
another.
Are messed up. That commercial is the worst commercial I've ever seen.
I know. That's why I had to show you it without explaining it at all.
I've never seen that one.
I watched it this morning and was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
How is there not like some sort of outcry? It was just. I don't know. I'll, I'm speechless.
Yeah, me too.
Anyways,
Okay, so we're going to get to my diary, Dear Chantel.
Dear Chantel, another chapter in exciting teenage life of Rochelle.
Okay, February 4th, 1994. Dear Chantel, right now I'm listening to Lenny Kravitz, however you spell it. I like some of his songs. I really love you too. Bono is so cute and his voice is so awesome.
Lemon.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, I also like the Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, Blind Lemon, Lemonheads, and that type of music.
Okay, I'm putting on an ice cube, but speaking of Beatles, I have your... Sorry, I'm getting freeze my ice cube here. I have your Beatles shirt that you wore in,
would have been right around this time, actually. Yeah. 1994, that would have been, I think.
I have Rochelle's Beatles Help t-shirt that she wore from around this time now, where it's an indoor shirt, which is great. So
it's actually a nice shirt.
It's a nice shirt.
Okay, so I like that music. I hate rap music. All the videos with girls dancing around rain, practically nothing, not fun. Everybody keeps on talking about women's rights. And then they show those videos with girls as sex objects. Stupid guys like that, I guess.
Sadly, the situation with those videos has actually not really improved.
No, but it just doesn't make... I don't like them.
It's just boring. So... Like, do something new, really. Yes, flashing money. Yes, you can afford lots of expensive things. And chicks are showing their asses. Right, okay. Now what?
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense because everybody says, you know, the feminist movement is so progressive and stuff like that. And then when you watch these videos, it obviously is not.
No, like, you know, I have a lot to say about that. And it's just that we can leave that for another time.
Okay. Well. Not that we're going to remember.
I will make a note.
Okay.
Rap.
In your special
booty.
Videos.
Videos.
Okay.
My pen ran out. Okay, go on.
Okay, there's only one person who agrees with me that Cindy Crawford is a dog. I think she kind of is, but maybe I'm just jealous.
Oh.
I actually don't really find her attractive.
You don't?
No, I don't know.
Like, you know, like... She's
like Amazon woman, and that big mole on her face is...
That's distinctive. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
You don't like the Amazon woman?
No.
All right. I guess some people find that attractive.
Okay, models weigh 110 pounds. Crazy. I don't know how they're so skinny and still have big boobs. And I'm like, oh, duh, breast implants. I didn't think about that. But, well, I guess if they weren't perfect, they wouldn't be models. Actually, most models are flat. Oh, well. Yesterday, I went to the doctor, and he weighed me and measured me and gave me a lecture about how I should stay away from sugars and eat more vegetables and meats for protein. Then he looked at my arms and stomach and legs and told me, and he said, this isn't fat, this is muscle. Wow, she's full of muscle.
Sweet.
Like, that's a nice doctor, actually. I thought that was so neat. He, okay, so they also had to do a test where they took out 3 tubes of blood drawn out of me to see if I have high cholesterol. They also had to get some, to do a urine test. Ew.
Mm.
I hated that morning. My brother and my sister also had to get blood drawn from them. My little sister didn't cry at all for her needle. She watched herself while the needle was in her arm. I couldn't. I just stared at the roof. But my little sister still hasn't given them her urine sample. Once again, okay, I hate my zits majorly. Right now, I'm really tired. The night before, I stayed up until 1:30 doing a project for a couple books I read. I think it turned out really, really nice. Everyone else thinks so too. I really don't like this friend of mine. These two friends of mine, they are so childish. They always fight, kick, and punch each other, which is not good because they get annoyed easily. My friend hates me because I owe her 75 cents and I haven't paid her back yet. Oh. 75 cents.
Did you still owe her 75 cents?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow, what a reason to hate a person. On Wednesday, February 2nd, something really embarrassing happened. I went to bed late the night before, so I was really tired, so I slept on the bus in the morning. When I woke up, no one was on the bus. I got up and scared the shit out of the bus driver. We weren't that far from school by an intersection. I had slept through everyone getting off the bus. This is the yellow bus.
You know what? I find that not hard to believe. What time did you wake up today?
Let me finish this. All
right.
The bus driver even sat at the school for 5 minutes after everyone got off. I was still sleeping. It was like the whole bus ride, and then I slept while everyone got off the bus. And so she drove me back to school. This is my little embarrassing secret. Only my mom, the bus driver, and my best friend know about it. Everybody, even me, wants to tell other people, but it's too embarrassing. Right now, I'm pretty happy with my life. I'm not sure about the style of clothing I like. When I dress like a grungy person, I feel like such a slob and so unattractive. But when I dress nice, I feel so uncomfortable and too dressed up. Weird.
That's that age where you're sort of figuring out how you want to dress.
Yeah, so, you know, you try a bunch of different things.
And it just looks awkward and weird.
And then I'm just like, okay. Bye, Chantel, from Rochelle. And then I drew a picture of a daisy with one petal off on the bottom, saying, and then it says dot, dot, dot. He loves me.
He loves me. All right. debate teacher loses cool. One pulls down his pants. An argument between two debate coaches that was caught on video, I'll show you the video in a moment, was not sharp-witted dialogue typically associated with college debate teams. Instead, the two traded profanity-laced barbs, and one of them pulled down his shorts, exposing his underwear. The 8-minute segment, we're not going to be watching the entire 8-minute segment because it's just kind of long,
mm-hmm.
In which each cursed repeatedly and one student near the camera Can Be Heard Crying, was posted on YouTube and got more hits than this show ever will. Yeah. In 18 years of taking debates, I've never seen an incident like this one, said Gordon Sables, first vice president of Cross Examination Debate Association, which sponsored the March tournament in Wichita, Kansas, where the argument took place. Stables, who's also director of the University of Southern California's debate squad, said the association was investigating. Not much to investigate. It's all on video.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see the video in a moment.
It's like,
here.
We have evidence right there.
And
okay, I'm kind of missed that first part of the story. So it's two debate teams, and one of them was basically getting pissed off, and they pulled down their pants.
An argument breaks out between the two coaches of the teams that were debating.
Oh, okay.
And they. Yeah. You know what?
And one of the coaches pulls down his pants?
You know, here's the thing. It's better if we just watch the video. It's you know, it
can
does.
Can our viewers hear anything?
No, they'll hear everything.
Okay.
Not so much about the couple.
It's kind of crazy.
Is it bullshit, Chinara?
Yeah,
is it
bullshit? It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Your anger is bullshit.
I'm angry.
You are. You fucking look at this kid while he's sitting on the table shaking his head. You're the fucking honest man.
Okay, so that's coach number one, lady standing up. Coach number two is at this point sitting down in the video.
It's not my place.
No,
it's not my place. And what are you doing? What are you doing? You're fucking
standing
so strong.
Yes, because I'm a fucking girl. And we
you're a fucking girl. I know it too. I heard Melissa's speech about that.
Exactly.
So I can do it.
So number two is just a fucking nutball. Like
he's like a crazy hippie dude with dreads and a ponytail.
He's
and
not
big
wearing
black glasses.
He's not wearing shoes or socks, and he was sitting down
on the floor.
And he was just sort of jumping up and running around going, ooh, like a dumbass. Guess which one's gonna fucking whip down their pants?
Yeah, I know. All
right. There they go. Of course, I will be posting a link to this video on our website, tiptaptip.com, after the show's up.
I don't know. You want to show it to me? I am an asshole. I embrace my being an asshole. I'm not. Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm not the ice
guy. Did you
right, so coach number two, there's somebody separating the two coaches because they're pretty much at each other's throat. Person was extending their arms to separate him, and then Coach Crazy Mick fucking Goo pushed the arm out of the way, in which both we and the audience went, ooh.
It doesn't surprise me that this would happen, though, because I think people who would be interested in coaching a debate team would be that type of person that would love to argue.
Yeah, but there's a difference between arguing intelligently and then going, ooh, running up and down, jumping up and down, then fucking dropping one's trowel. So, you know, there's really no excuse for this. Like,
you're so hot, your hair is all wet.
I know. I told you. I told everybody at the beginning of the show.
That's gross.
Hey, it's what happens. So.
Ew.
Yeah, ew.
Sweaty.
This video was...
I don't like people who debate.
Did you have a debate team when you were in school?
No.
Neither did I.
But, it's kind of stupid. What was that movie that we watched where that was about that kid that wanted to debate? Who? He had a stutter.
It's called Rocket Science?
Yeah. It was good, but man, that girl really irritated me.
Yeah, she was a bit of a...
And it was so weird the way, like, they have to talk really, really, really fast.
Because they're timed.
As many points in as possible.
Yeah, because they're timed. And it's really not a fluid debate. It's just basically, I guess there's sort of rules for this type of thing, but it's just kind of, watching that movie, I didn't think it was like...
You couldn't even understand anything.
I couldn't even follow anything they were saying, but I guess...
Yeah.
That's not really a debate. It's just...
I think people who debate are irritating.
Irritating.
Shit.
They are just not letting up. Like, seriously. Like,
I can't believe they're the team leaders for the debate. They can't even argue.
They are coaches for, like,
I don't even
debate
understand,
teams at universities. And they should talk...
Really?
Yeah. And they should really know better than this. Like, yeah. F this, F that. Here's my butt. F you. Screw this. I'm going to jump it down.
You're an asshole. I'll show you my asshole.
And I'm going to score some more.
F this.
And to contrast, I'm going to play a video of Mr. Pants Dropper in a completely normal situation.
Oh, so man, he looks like a Dungeons & Dragons player.
Yeah, he rolls this fucking 12-sided die.
Yeah, he totally does.
Yeah. So here's him. This is just a video I found of the coach. And just to contrast how he can be completely normal until he loses his shit and drops his pants.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you hear it, but there's a real respect for the Michigan States and the Northwesterns and the Harvards, you know what I mean? What they do is great. And old school policy debating is a phenomenal.
There's not going to be much respect after this shit.
No.
And
he just whacked. He looks like he's living in the wrong time.
Yeah.
He should have been living in the 60s.
He's a bit of a...
He looks like a 60s hippie.
He's an old hippie.
Yeah.
But when it confronts difference, it tends to confront difference the way so many hegemonies do. It runs over it.
And drops his pants.
Violates it. It marginalizes it, and it does violence to it. And I, from what I heard, speaking to the debaters that
he's
I
the one
coached
about
after
doing
that
violence
last debate, that's what
he
that was about.
Incredibly
okay,
about
so,
being rude.
Normal coach? Crazy coach.
Thank you. There it is.
What the fuck am I supposed to do about that?
There it is, right there.
Yes, your team gave that.
Okay, there you go. Really, then what the hell are you doing here?
Crazy coach.
It was about excluding. It was about doing violence.
Normal coach.
And, you know, shutting your ears. And you can't debate effectively if you're not open to the possibility of being changed in a given debate round, which is, I think, magical.
Yeah. It's magical, just like Dungeons and Dragons.
You know what's also magical?
When I turn into a knight.
Vorpal swords.
Or
and invisibility
hours.
Cloaks. And pants.
I'm so excited for Futurama.
Futurama?
Yeah, the next one. The one that's Dungeons and Dragons. And then the doctor
is a wizard.
And it's almost like Dungeons and Dragons and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, we bought the new Futurama movie, Beast with a Billion Backs. And on one of the bonus features on that movie is they include a trailer for the next one, which I think is called Bender's Game.
Yeah.
And it looks awesome because it has like a total D&D spin on it, which for me is fantastic.
Yeah, and also the Beast with a Billion Backs is really good.
I like that one.
Because I thought it was really cool after when we were watching the features, the guy from...
yeah, Tobias from Arrested Development,
yeah,
David Cross, is the voice of the big tentacle monster.
And he's so funny.
Yeah.
But I guess we can't say too much about it, though, because then if people haven't seen it, we'll wreck it for them.
Tentacle monster.
Yeah, but I think the... okay, I'm not going to say anything.
Tentacle monster.
It, like,
you want me to ruin it? I can ruin it right now. In the movie...
No, don't.
Everybody wins. All right.
Okay. Everybody wins.
So debate coach loses his shit, and yeah.
Yep. Good for him. He needs to get a real job.
Mm-hmm. That's the...
Can I read this one?
Yeah, it's a bit of a long article. But,
well, I don't think we need to read it.
But we're not going
to
read the whole thing.
Camp Deluxe. Some vacationers seek the great outdoors. Without the dirt, the critters are the wilderness.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder why you found this article.
Yeah, it seemed relevant.
To you and your ongoing rant about camping. Jennifer McKean of West Bridgewater loves the idea of taking her family camping, except for one thing. She hates camping. She hates the bugs, the dirt, sleeping in a tent, waking up in a tent. Roasting marshmallows, now that she can appreciate. So McKean found a way to enjoy the experience of camping without actually camping. She spent last week with her husband and two kids in a luxury yurt. I don't know what a yurt is.
It's like a tent type thing.
Okay, at an upscale campground here called Normandy Farms, where amenities include a concierge, oh my goodness,
oh, okay,
a fitness center, four swimming pools, and a stocked fishing pond.
Oh man, that's heaven. Yeah. There's the great outdoors for you.
Okay, but you still Okay.
Okay,
the yurt, a round tent-like structure akin to those used by Mongolian nomads, is equipped with a flat-screen TV and air conditioning. It also has a kitchen, bathroom, deck, and a fire pit for those marshmallows. A weekly rental costs $1,450. It's kind of compromised, says McKean, who owns a home improvement business with her husband, Joe. You can go outside and have a fire at night, and it does feel like camping. There was a time when camping was synonymous with getting away from it all, and there are still purists who believe this. Survivalists, wilderness hikers, canoers who paddle the deserted islands, craving quiet solitude and no BlackBerry service. But at a time when eco-escapes are big
and gas prices... I did actually get BlackBerry service on our camping trip.
Yeah, okay.
That's because we were within...
That's just kind of... I think people who go out of the city and use their BlackBerries are lame.
Hello?
Lame.
I used my BlackBerry to call us to get us a bus to get home. We wouldn't have gone home without my BlackBerry.
We could have went into Rocky Mountain House and phoned people there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but at a time when eco-escapes are big and gas prices are restricting travel, a lot of New Englanders are getting creative about their vacations, and some are thinking seriously for the first time about camping, with certain reservations. They want a sense of maybe being in the outdoors, but not necessarily laying on the ground and dealing with all the critters and cooking over an open fire. Luckily, a new sub-industry, call it Camping Light, has emerged over the past 5 years to accommodate them, becoming more and more luxe each year. Normandy Farms opened in 1971 as a regular campsite, but has been adding a new convenience each year. This summer, it was the gated one-acre dog park with a dog water fountain, dog washing station, and dog agility equipment. Last year, it was the concierge and the portable log cabin playhouses. The year before that, they installed a big spurting fountain in the fish pond. Next year, two more yurts. Nature may abhor a vacuum, but it doesn't seem to allow for luxurious treehouses, private camping butlers, and store delivery services. Somewhere along the line, a lot of Americans lost touch with the outdoors, and the definition of camping was downgraded from roughing it to having a campfire and smelling pine needles. You don't have to be a camper to experience camping, says Rick Baer, executive director of the Maine Campground Owners Association. There is no need anymore to own a tent or sleep in a sleeping bag. Now when you go glamping, glamorous camping. Oh my goodness.
Oh man, that is so lame. Glamping.
A trend popular on the West Coast are in Montana. Think five-star tents with artwork on the walls, massage tents, Persian rugs, sleeping bags lined with silk sheets, and camping butlers.
Okay, I really seriously talk about our camping trip next year, because glamping is definitely the way to go.
Should I read more?
It's a long article. Yeah, we get the gist of it anyway.
So basically the gist of it is, you pay lots and lots of money, and you get a whole bunch of fancy stuff.
Yeah, it's...
Honestly, this is just an article for people who are in denial that they don't want to go camping.
Okay.
This is not camping.
Hold on. I got a mosquito bite on my knuckle. Do you know how annoying that is?
Wow, why don't you just live inside and never go outside ever, ever again?
Okay. if that's an option, I'm willing to...
Oh. The whole reason for going camping is to escape and to experience what people had before there was technology.
If they could build some sort of walkway system similar to the Plus 15 system that they have in downtown Calgary, that would allow me to get from any place. You just slapped your face?
Because a bug was by my face.
Okay.
See, we're inside and there's still bugs.
Yeah.
It's called living in the world.
Anyways, if they could build some sort of Plus 15 walkway system that would allow me to go from my apartment to anywhere I needed to go in this city, and it was air-conditioned and comfortable, why would I ever need to go outside?
Because it's healthy.
Okay, no, hold on.
Because you need sunlight. And basically, if you did that, you would turn into...
Let me just generate.
Oh, what's that dude that's in...
This is really all I ever need. I need a walkway between our apartment and London Drugs. I'm really...
Smeagol. You turn into Smeagol.
No. Me?
You would.
No, just yeah, between... Just between
you
me. Just,
you would turn... Your skin would turn all white. You would become emaciated looking. Either that or you'd get really fat because you'd never go outside and you'd how about they invent chairs that have like fire power on it, so you never even have to walk. You just like fly your chair from your office to your home.
Okay, first of all.
And then the chair would turn into a lazy boy and it would be your bed. Oh my goodness, you never have to do
anything. Hold on. First of all, regarding the skin shoe, I would go there.
And then
you could install
a computer chip in your head.
No.
And then your eyes would be a computer chip screen. And then you'd never even have to be a human being. You'd be part computer.
I would go to London Drugs. I'd go to the cosmetics department and go,
you wouldn't even have to go to London Drugs because you could just go on the computer in your eyeball and... and order everything, and it will be delivered to you by other people.
But I like going to London Drugs.
No, but you can actually, you can go to London Drugs, just...
The London Drugs website is not the same.
Like a 3D version of London Drugs from the computer.
There's no such thing. The London Drugs website isn't nearly as good as the London Drugs store. You know, as I was saying before, I've mentioned it to
this... And you know this.
I've mentioned this to you... several times that sometimes I like to go to London Drugs just because. Not because I like to go there because I have anything that I'm shopping for in particular, but because I really enjoy going to London Drugs and just being there and looking at all the stuff that they have.
I don't get it.
What's not to get? It's the greatest store in the entire world.
I know, but like anytime I go there because I have to get something.
Okay, I can get.
I like going places to get stuff.
I can go to
London. If I walk out of a place like London Drugs or Safeway without getting anything, it's a waste of my time.
I did that the other day. I just walked in. I was real like it.
You need to find stuff to do.
Yeah, I do have stuff to do. Going to London Drugs all the time. Like I walked in, I looked at some stuff, looked at the DVDs, poked around the computer department, looked at the magazines, the books. Walked out without anything. But at the same time, I felt better about myself. And I came out feeling much better than I did before. Plus, it's air conditioned. It was really fucking hot out. I did that actually just yesterday. In fact, I went into London Drugs, walked out without a damn thing. Felt awesome. I love the place. I make no apologies.
You should call me when you go there, and I'll get you to get cat food and cat litter and toilet paper and paper rolls and licorice.
No, sometimes... Because that makes things complicated.
Yeah, but then, like, if you're there, you might as well get the stuff that we need instead of me having to go there later on.
Okay. Actually, just last Sunday, what did you get at London Drugs at 8 o'clock at night?
An iPod.
There you go. Where else can you get something like that in this neighborhood at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night?
I don't even know where else to go to find an iPod.
That's right. London Drugs, high five. All right.
That doesn't make your point. My point, I went there and I got something. That's the reason why I went there.
Okay.
I don't go there if I don't need to get something.
We need to, I don't know. I'm just saying, and you can agree or disagree with me that London Drugs is, in fact, the best store on earth.
No, I think IKEA.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do.
IKEA.
No. I'm going to put a poll on our forums saying.
Whatever. Nobody answers our stuff anyway.
Well, you. People answer our forums.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. When's the last time you were on the forum?
It's just you.
When's the last time you were on the forum?
No, I know. I'm just joking.
Okay.
I don't understand how that pen works. I couldn't figure out how to work it.
You twist the bottom and the pen part comes out. I'll put it down. Anyways, I think we're going to wrap up the show here.
I want to find one of those pens that has those ladies that are in a bikini, and then when you put it down, then the bikini goes down.
I'm sure we can find something like that.
Yeah, those are cool.
Anyways, I think we're going to wrap up the show. You have been listening to Tip Tap Tip. You can visit our website at tiptaptip.com. We have forums. You can come in, participate, hang out, answer polls, be awesome. tiptaptip.com/forum.
Start random discussions like...
Like what?
Like bar sluts versus mail order brides.
You can participate in that discussion... In our forums, again, tiptaptip.com.
Or whatever else you'd like to talk about.
Exactly, tiptaptip.com/forum. We have a comment line which you can leave us a message at 206-208-3918. Go for it. Have fun. Leave us a message. Maybe we'll play it. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll sit around and make fun of you. 206-208-3918. 3918. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we're out of here.
Bye-bye.
We're hot.